Hey there. Ready to land your dream job? Let me introduce Rizon Suite by Happy People AI, your all-in-one career toolkit. Build stunning resumes, ace your interviews, and showcase your skills with interactive profiles. And here's the best part. Start with a free 100-hour trial, no credit card needed. Don't wait. Check out the link in the description or visit happypeopleai.com and take the first step today. Use the coupon in the description for 50% discount on plans. Now back to the episode.
Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? There was this thing called perform without purpose. And so many people, they need to have a 5K, a 10K. I need to have a course in front of me. I need to have something in front of me for me to get my fucking ass up and do some shit. And that used to be me. And nowadays, you know, shit, for the past 20-some years, I don't need fucking purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do shit when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready. But most of us fucking aren't ready because we don't know how to do without having the golden carrot in front of us.
Yeah.
And so you're all fucked.
There's also this thing where if you do it, once it's over, you get a break.
Oh.
Like, that's what a 10K is. That's what a marathon is. I'm going to train for this marathon. And you're training, and you're training for that big day, but you're also recognizing when that marathon's over,
That's right. That's right. And as you get better at that moment, the moment becomes less and less. So my moments now are like, oh, I ran today, I went to the gym today, I did this and this today, I studied today. I have about 8 hours off. And those 8 hours are glorious to me. And every day you go back out and you start earning that. And every day you wake up, it sucks. And when it's over, you feel better. It sucks, you feel better. And as you get going, as every step you take in that journey, as you're like, for me, run. I run every day. I fucking hate it. But every step I take, I'm like, all right, motherfucker, you're beating the demon again. For me, I made a decision, and my decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, fuck your feelings. And that doesn't mean like, you know, don't take it literally, fuck your feelings. But sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. Literally a trained skill for me was I'm always preparing for like not being a bitch. Like a lot of people get to a point, like for instance, like, if Jennifer can't do something, like if you know, if she can't go for a run or whatever, just like because she something's wrong, like some simple shit, it's gonna bother her. I got to a point in my life where I realized this is life, and so I move on past things real quick. So people are like, oh my God, what are you gonna do, David, if you can't run? Motherfucker, I'll swim, or I'll go to college, or I'll do something else. This like this isn't my life. So I'm very aware how quick life can take shit from you. And I've always prepared my mind for the next chapter. And what happened with me was I started this thing called front loading. So when I was young, I used to be a little piece of shit. You know, like fucking, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. But the second I got my head out of my ass and I realized, man, you can achieve a lot of shit if you get off your ass and you start moving and you start motivating yourself. Start becoming a self-motivator. So I started front loading. And front loading is people like, man, you've done so much by 47 because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring me. So my military resume is fat. You know, I fucking did a lot in the military. I did a lot outside the military. I've made money. I've done almost every race out there, hard race in the world. I've broken pull-up records. I've done a lot of shit. So when these bad times come, and also not like and only that, like work your ass off so you can enjoy. Yeah, you're taking a shot. You know, you may not live to be old, but what if you do? And you worked your ass off when you were able, and you were able to fucking get up early, able to grind. If you front load it properly, the back half of your fucking life is money. And that's what I did. The second I realized that, man, you are a piece of shit. We got to get going. Because at 47, man, you're not going to be able to do any of this shit. 50, whatever you are. So I front loaded. So all these bad things have happened to me. I sit back and go, man, how are you handling this so well? Motherfucker, I've done it. I front loaded. I have the money I need. I have the success I need. I have the fucking the determination, the willpower, and also the pride in myself. So when I wake up every morning, I know who the fuck I am. I front loaded perfectly. So I don't care what's taken from me. Man, when you've done without, like Kobe Bryant. When Kobe fucking retired that last game, he had like 60 points or some shit. He walked off the court. He didn't fucking cry. He said, oh my God, I'm gonna miss the sport. What the fuck? He walked off. He gave everything he could. Man, when you fucking give what I've given, and motherfuckers like to say, oh, you, fuck you. You don't fucking know shit. Which makes me who I am. I've given everything. People make, oh, you ran on fucked up knees. You taped your feet up. You did blah, blah. You had two heart surgeries. You kept on going. Yep. Sure did. I had somewhere to fucking go. I had somewhere to fucking go, and I got there. And buddy, when motherfuckers tell you, you can take a break now? Yeah, you're fucked up? As long as my knees are halfway working, I got to run. You telling me maybe a chance I can't run no more? Give me an excuse to fucking not do shit, but as long as I have no excuse, I gotta do it. But I was happy where I was. I gave everything. I gave everything to who I am. And that's why I don't believe that. Don't believe it. I gave everything. And when you give everything, man, you have no regret. People didn't understand me. People understand me now. I don't give a fuck. I know exactly what I was doing. I'm not a masochist. I'm not crazy. I'm not this and that. People try to title me and label me. No. I had something to fucking do. But I always had these feelings about people. If I get around you, I can fucking... I mean, I tell you. But when you grow up the way I grow up, man, you have these ways of knowing pieces of shit. I became an expert in pieces of shit. I used to be one. My dad was one. So you can fucking pick him out. You can pick out liars and all kind of con artists from a mile away. Because, motherfucker, I studied it. Studied myself. I know who you are. So you can't come around me, bullshit me, man. Can't. So it was horrible. It was horrible. So, you know, like the one woman I cared about more than anything in the world, because I saw her hell. I'm looking at this shit now. And now I have to go to fucking pararescue school and all this other shit while she's fucking with this guy. So there are a lot of things in my mind that just made it hard that I studied. I studied my mind during these times. I started, and this process to become who I am today of learning life and how hard life is, that's why I don't speak about the good times. Everybody gets so mad. Why don't you speak about the good times? I don't need to help you through those, brother. I do not need to help you. You don't turn on David Goggins for the good times. You turn on David Goggins when you don't feel like doing shit.
You're an expert in dark matter.
Dark motherfucking matter. That's what I am. Got it. No one's going to fucking come to help me. No one's going to fucking come to help me. It's fucking me against me, period. And so I had to man up. And I said, the first thing I start doing is facing every fucking fear I have. No matter what the fuck it is, man. And these things would keep me up. And people who are hearing this shit, they will never really understand and grasp when you face these things and so many things, how they keep you up and haunt you at night.
I think there's a lot of people out there that know what you're talking about.
I mean, and so that's what it did. And I had two options. To either be that 300-pound guy who's prayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month, and at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 fucking years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed. So I started calling recruiters up. I said, I'm gonna go be a fucking Navy SEAL. And every recruiter, so there's a weight and height, so the weight and height limit to get in the military. And I was 6'1" and 297. And I had prior service, which was a big deal. So I called all these recruiters up, and all of them said, hey, how tall are you? Blah, 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 blah. They got into conversations to see if I was even qualified. And by the time I got to my weight, phone would hang up pretty much, like, hey, you know what? Call somebody else, you know, try to get in the reserves. So I tried to get in the reserves. And I called this guy named Steven Salgio, a recruiter, up. And he said, hey, come on in. He saw me, put me through the weight standard, all this other stuff. And to get into the class I had to get into, I had to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months. So I was like, fuck that, I can't do that. I grabbed my chocolate milkshake and went back to Ecolab. I'm going back to work, man. This is my life. So in this job, you look, you know, you're looking for cockroaches, looking for rodents and stuff like that. And this next morning or this next night, I went to work and I don't like cockroaches too much. I hit the mother load of cockroaches. And this restaurant got full of cockroaches and rodents and everything else. And I sat there and said, this is my life. I said, this is my life. You are exactly who the fuck, this is it. And I said, this ain't gonna be it for me. So in that restaurant, I quit my job, left my canister in that restaurant, my spray canister, got back in my Ecolab truck, and I went home. And I started working out like somebody. I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. And I was basically, I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment, be called nigger, be called whatever the fuck in the world, and be able to stand in the fucking room and say, go fuck yourself. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering. I built it through downright fucking just crushing myself. If it was raining outside at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, if it was snowing, the first instinct is don't go out there and do shit. My instinct was, we gotta fucking go out there. Anything that was fucking horrible in my life that I would normally say no, that was inhumane to most people, I had to go do it. And I started callousing my mind at this point in my life. And I lost the weight. I lost the weight and I went back to recruiter. I got into that class and I went through 3 Navy SEAL Hell Weeks in 1 year. Only guy to ever be in 3 Hell Weeks in 1 year, to my knowledge. The first one I didn't make it through, the next 2 I did. And I didn't stop anymore from there. And I started realizing through this process that the fucking mind is what you created. And I started opening different doors that I didn't think were even there, that I didn't think even existed. And the more doors I opened up, the more I started realizing that my potential is damn near endless. And it changed my whole mindset. So I went from David Goggins and I created Goggins. And that journey is a priceless journey that it's hard for me to even explain to people because it sounds so quick and easy. Like I lost this weight and I went through 3 Hell Weeks. I went to Ranger School, went to Delta Force Selection, whatever it is. It was brutal. It's a brutal journey every fucking day. And everybody goes, well, are you happy? If anybody knows my life story, and I'll try to give you just a snippet of it, where I'm at today is in front of Joe Rogan telling you my life. To get through where I became, to get through where I'm at now, there's nothing but pride I have for myself that I can't really show people. Because I have this face that they see, like, are you happy? What's wrong with you? I'm driven. I'm obsessed. And that's what you see. So I was obsessed with Rocky. Rocky 1 in particular. And when I was a kid, I'd come home every day and I watched this fucking show, Rocky. And I would fast forward with the little VHS tapes to round 14. Round 14 fucked me up like nobody's business. Why? The song came on. When I bought the pull-up record, I listened to the song for 17 hours. It's 2 minutes and 13 seconds. And I'm able to visualize and dream like nobody's business. And I know that I can create a vision that many people can't. And I work for it. So the vision I had was when Apollo Creed beat the fucking shit out of Rocky, beat the shit out of him, he kept fighting. He was a dumb fighter, couldn't read, couldn't fuck, that was me. Couldn't read, couldn't write, just punchy, everything about him. And Apollo beat the shit out of him. He was in that corner, everybody was saying, stay the fuck down. And him getting up, Apollo Creed raised his arms up in the fucking air, turned around, thought he won the fight. He turns around and sees this guy getting up, and it was the face of Apollo Creed that changed my life. The face of Apollo Creed. It was like, just by that motherfucker getting up, not winning, just by him getting the fuck up, Apollo Creed was champ, he's the best. Rocky had taken his soul, had literally taken his soul. His head goes down, he looks at him like, what the fuck are you? I wanted to be that, not Rocky. I wanted to be the guy that people looked at. I don't care if you like me or didn't like, I don't care. But said, this motherfucker is gonna keep coming after whatever the fuck is in front of them. I wanted that. I wanted that. I wanted that worse than anything in the world. So that is, I kept picturing me falling down and getting up, and every motherfucker that called me nigger, I was dumb. Even myself, I wanted to feel something besides defeat. I wanted to just go the distance. And that going the distance pushed me to a point of where now I go way past the distance.
So you go the...
He said, we live in a society where mediocrity is often rewarded. And he went on to say something about these men detest mediocrity. And I wanted to be a man that detests mediocrity. It got me a lot of trouble in the SEAL teams and going forward in my life, because I started looking down on people for not going hard as fucking shit. And I started to create different things, but that's for a different day. But I just believed that, my whole mind changed.
That is a problem that a lot of people who work hard do have. You get angry at people who don't work hard to the point where you want to insult them. You want to smack them. And it's really because you're scared of seeing that yourself.
Yeah, that's probably the truth. So I guess a lot of times in my life I would see people, and it probably was a direct reflection of who I was. Yeah. And I would get mad at them, but in reflection, it's probably just getting mad at myself.
Yeah, that's for me, 100%. When I see people that are half-assing things, I get terrified of seeing that in myself, and I get mad at them.
Right. I'm not getting cold anymore. I'm retired. At 40, people shouldn't be playing basketball or football or being in the... You start to believe this shit, and it becomes in your fucking mind, like, there's people who are retiring, at 40-something years old or 30-something years old. At 43, I'm still putting in 100-mile weeks, still doing thousands of pull-ups, thousands of push-ups, because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that, why the fuck am I doing this shit? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrive. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. Period.
Uncommon amongst uncommon people is one of the greatest ways to put it.
That's it. Like, if you're, for me, what got me in trouble with the Navy SEALs is I wanted to be one so bad. So bad. I fought my ass off. And I saw them as uncommon people. Very uncommon. But once you become a Navy SEAL, you're all Navy SEALs, so guess what happens? You're fucking common again. I wanted to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. I wanted to be the guy. I don't care if you fucking like me. I don't care if you don't understand me. I didn't give a fuck. Once I went through this fucking journey, this path of life, you ain't got... And there's a whole bunch of fucking guys that don't fucking like me. I don't give a fuck. I'm a warrior. Period. There's a lot of guys that have been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior's not always that. A warrior's a motherfucker who says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm going to be here the next day. I'm 50 years old. I'm still fucking getting after it. It's a person that puts no fucking limit on what's possible. And that's what got me in trouble a lot. That's why I went to Ranger School as a SEAL. That's why I tried to go to Delta Force twice. I've been through all these different training programs because I was looking for, in the military, what I saw is in the training, these people get their ass handed to them. After they get out, a lot of them get civilized. I always wanted to go back into training. No matter where I was at, I wanted to go back to war. And the war was in that training program where you see guys who can quit, guys who are brutal, guys who are suffering, guys who are... You go, so as a SEAL, you don't volunteer for Ranger School. I did. I put in 7 chits, got turned down, my 8th, got accepted. I went at 28, 29 years old. And they go, why did you go? Because I started becoming civilized. I started becoming complacent. I need to get my fucking ass kicked again. And when you go as a SEAL going down to... You have no rank in Ranger School. You could be a major. You're just fucking Joe Brown. You're nobody. And you're not eating. You're not sleeping. So I always would put myself... I would immerse myself in shit like that. Even I would climb the ladder, and I'd intentionally fall back down that motherfucker to say, all right, man, getting soft, dude. Getting soft. When you're an alpha male and you're against other alpha males... And we eat our own. Alpha males eat their own. And I love that shit. Let's fucking go, man. I want to eat. Hey, man, I'm all about that kind of mentality. But I would sometimes take it to another level. I wasn't part of a good old boy network. I didn't want to be part of... I wanted to be David fucking Goggins. For too long in my life, and it got me in trouble. For too long in my life, I wanted to be accepted. Growing up, I lied. I fucking did what I could. If you fucking like UFC and I didn't, I love it. I love it, man. Let's go fucking watch it, man. Be my friend. Be my buddy. That fucking weak ass shit, I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the fucking wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my fucking bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those fucking miles, lost that fucking weight. What the fuck? I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, that's who I am, man. A very competitive, ultra competitive dude that take it what you want, man.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.